Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Mike?
Yes.
Hi, Mike. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Good, Jesse. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. You know, it's Wednesday, so we're getting there.
Little by little.
Mike, my mapping coordinator, Tara, I know she does a great job of kind of outlining the basics of the program. She did want me to jump on and go over the product details and pricing. And I hear that you're having some issues with your reviews on your Google Business Profile. Now, before I get kind of into the meat and potatoes of the pricing, did you have any questions at all?
Yeah, just trying to figure out why Google is blocking my reviews.
So have you like messaged them at all or gotten any type of response from them?
So no, I haven't. The guy who built my website had done that and has gotten no response.
Okay. And your web guy is the generation beyond,
Beyond,
right?
yes. Also, Jesse, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's ironic. Okay, so now as far as your website goes, is that all that he's handling is just the website, or do they do anything else for you?
No, they do other things, but haven't we were doing I was doing Google Ads, pay-per-click stuff back in the summertime. Just wasn't profitable at all. People were getting on the website, people were giving me calls, just never able to convert a lot of people. Well, first of all, in the construction business, and you're probably aware of this as, he is, and I'm assuming if you're in the business, you do too. It's very competitive in the construction business. I'm competing against a lot of big companies that can throw a lot of money at advertising. So I'm paying a lot per click. Another company may be paying $1, $2, $3. I have to pay $26. It's crazy. So I probably, yeah. So
$26 a click? Oof, that's
on some of them, yeah, depending upon, I guess it depends on what it is that they're looking for, whatever the case may be. But, yeah, some of them were. Some of them were about like 12 sales to like $26 or something like that. So it's way up there. I spent about $15,000. 14, well, a little high, upwards of 4, north of 14, almost $15,000 in 3 months of advertising, and got one bathroom renovation project, which was about a $17,000, $18,000 project. I can't, if I could throw a, each job, I'd say, okay, so each job I do is $500 goes towards my advertising budget. I didn't, I'm not making it on that. So I just told them to kill that campaign. That's done. I asked him what else could be done. He said something about, there's something that could be done like with a video, something or other. I don't know. I said I don't know how I would, get involved in that and do that and whatever. So I told him I would think about, something along those lines. I have an Instagram account. And that I had Facebook, just I'm just not a big fan of Facebook, and now I'm not a big fan of Google. So the big rulers of the world, I'm just not a big fan of.
And I completely get
and that's
that,
where it's
Mike.
at, right?
Yeah, I totally understand, and I do appreciate you mentioning all of that. I mean, it does sound super frustrating. Google Ads is not personally something that I would suggest. I would find Google Ads to be more profitable for like, much larger companies. So it's to get the most return on your investment, there are other places in Google where you're going to see a higher return on your investment. My suggestion for you would be something called Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Okay. So what's your email? I'm going to send you an email and kind of show you what it looks like.
It's Mike at DominionBuildersNY.com.
Okay, hold on 1 second. So, just to kind of explain it a little bit, while I'm sending over this email, Mike, it is Google Guaranteed. It is a lead generation service, okay? But the major benefit in the leads is that they're exclusive. So they're only sent to you and you don't share them with other companies. Now, with Google Guaranteed, there are actually only certain things that qualify a lead. So if somebody is calling and asking about a price or setting an appointment, that would be the only thing that is actually considered a qualified lead. So if somebody, you know, is calling outside of your service area, which you get to set, if they're asking about something you don't do, if they're, you know, calling and asking about employment, or if they call you, you miss the call, you call them back and they found somebody, all of that would be considered disqualified. And with our program, it does it automatically. So you don't have to worry about fighting for any type of credit back or anything like that. This is really about quality instead of quantity. What it does is it places you at the very top of Google, right under the search bar. It has a little green check mark next to it that says Google Guaranteed, and then it shows that you're licensed, insured, and passed a background check. So it automatically sets you apart and saying, Google is saying you're a trusted company. They actually, if somebody chooses you, they give that client up to $2,000 of insurance for choosing you and are guaranteeing your work. So just to clarify to you one more time, Mike, it's Mike at Dominion Builders, what?
NY as in NY.com.
Uh-huh. Okay. Perfect. So let me go ahead and send this over to you right now. Okay. So, I'm just going to send you, over the email that I have. So you can kind of take a look at what Google Guaranteed actually looks like and where you would be showing up in Google. Now, how does this all sound to you so far?
I don't know. When it comes to this stuff, I'm a little reserved only because, you know, a lot of things haven't been successful in the past. I've also been told in all the years that I've been in business that when I've worked with different, you know, providers and different doing websites and doing these kinds of things, I'm told you can't guarantee that you'll be first page, you know, placement on anything. Because everyone says, like, oh, people don't go past the first page. They scroll to the bottom and they go and they search another word or whatever. Or maybe they go three pages deep at the very most. So I'm only going, I don't know, because I don't do this. I'm giving, but the information that I'm giving is nobody can guarantee you page placement. So when I'm hearing I can be guaranteed first place placement, of course my antenna goes up and go, okay, there's a little flag there. I just don't see how that's possible, and everybody has told me that's not possible to do.
So first page placement, the thing is we're partnered with Google, so we do actually have access to their algorithm as well as them coming into our office and training us on their services. Now, the first page of the map section of Google, we do get our clients up there within 30 to 45 days, but this is something different. So what I'm talking about is something completely separate from that, that what you're talking about. Google Guaranteed is, what I can do is kind of show you. Okay, you're on your phone right now, right? Is there any way you could put me on speakerphone?
That's what I have you right now, yes.
Okay, go to Google. And then just search general contractor near me.
Okay. Oh, that's Google Maps. Okay. .com and, okay, so general contractor. Okay,
so now do you see Google Guaranteed? It's the first thing at the top. It says Google Guaranteed, and then it has a list of businesses. It has a little green check mark. Okay, press on where it says more contractors for the Google Guaranteed. Now, this is where you'll be seen, right? So all of this is the first page. There's no second page of Google Guaranteed. So the people that have their leads on right now in your area that I see are Blooming Interiors, Neat Services, Inc., Viking Builders, Best in Class Renovations, Antonio's Handyman, Five Stell Remodeling, Do you see those companies?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so now when you press on it, so actually it looks like for your area, all you need is insurance and a background check. It doesn't look like you actually need licensing. So you'll press on it. It'll say Google guaranteed. Then it says get it done right or Google pays you back. If you press details on that, then it'll explain that since you passed the certain criteria to be in this program, that there's a money back guarantee on your work. So it's for up to $2,000 of insurance within 30 days. Now this, it just automatically sets you apart from all of your competitors in that sense that Google is saying you're trusted. So, I mean, if you just think of the average person, right, and they're looking for a general contractor, they go to Google, they see Google guaranteed, the ads, and then the map section of Google, even the word guaranteed with the little green check mark is automatically going to pique interest. So they're going to see that, see, okay, well, they have these reviews, they're licensed and insured, or in your case, for your area, all you need is the background check and insurance. And then they're going to press on you and call you, okay? And so that's when the only way that you pay for that, when somebody calls you directly, so they'll call you, it'll say Google, so you know it's coming from Google. Then the phone starts to record, okay? And then from there, if they're asking about a price or setting an appointment with you, that would be considered qualified. So that's kind of the process of how that works.
Okay.
I personally, Mike, have 100% retention rate with Google Guaranteed. I mean, again, this is about quality and not quantity. Just like with most lead generation services, you absolutely have the ability to turn on and off your leads. So if you get, overwhelmed with work, you can pause it, and that puts you to the bottom. So if you scroll down on this list, you'll see at the bottom there are people that don't have the green check mark. All of those people have their leads turned off. So you'll still stay on Google, you just won't be at the top. So that what puts you at the top is having your leads turned on.
Okay.
So for that, it is a $250 application fee. That is a one-time fee. You never pay that again. Now, as far as your lead cost goes, it would be $48 a lead. Now, Google does have a required minimum budget of 13 leads, but just to be clear, Mike, this doesn't mean that you're paying 13 leads every month, unless you take on all 13 leads. So now with this, let's say after everything is all set up, you have your Google Guaranteed account up and running, then you pay the $626, that's for the 13 leads. Now the following month, if you only took on one lead, you would only pay $48 and the remaining 12 would roll over into the next month. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and with us, there are no contracts, right? So I know like with Home Advisor now, they're making people pay weekly. With us, you only have to pay once a month. And then if you ever decide you didn't want to continue, you just let us know, run out my 13 leads, and you'd be done. But I know once you start to see the benefit in this program, you won't be going anywhere anyway. It does include a fully customized website. I know you already have a website, so I'm not totally sure that's something that you would be interested in, but I just wanted to let you know that is something that is included with the Google Guaranteed account. So,
yeah, okay. Yeah, no, like I said, yeah, the website is fine right now. The number that he has on there is not my phone number. They were doing a thing where he was it was another number, that so he was able to track calls that were coming in. So it was like redirecting kind of thing. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I can always like just tell him, okay, be done with that and just put my, corporate number back on there again, or whatever the case may be. But yeah, no, I mean the website is fun. I had done myself a when I first started the business, I did a Wix webpage that I just was able to do. But it was honestly, like I said, I'm a contractor, not a designer, but I put it together and it was a one and done kind of thing. But obviously, I know that you can't do that. But at least I was really using it so I could tell clients, yeah, here's my website, or even when I work with vendors, suppliers, they want to know that you're a reputable company. Do you have a website? Not that I'm just some guy driving around in a van.
Right, right.
So it was really, that's what it was for. It was there just like, and once in a while I'd be able to, get some nice pictures and post it. But I wasn't diligent at it because that's just not what I do. It was lovely when Wix did a thing where I am on Instagram, and I use that mainly because this way I can take a picture of my site, make a post, and it was linking it to my website. So anytime I did something new, that was good because at least it was updating it. And if anybody went to my website, they could see, you know, new updated pictures, not something from, you know, spring 2016. So that was handy.
Right.
But now he, you know, did the site. I don't know, as far as I know, it's not updating any pictures. I haven't given him anything. So what's on there is just stuck on there, and that's done. So,
okay.
You know, yeah, so I haven't done anything with it. I did just call him recently and said, hey, I know, you know, we talked about in the past that you have to, you know, update the website so you stay relevant with Google.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he just said, you know, about the next thing is to do is just start adding pages. And, you know, maybe I was like, what am I going to add? It's, you know, everything about my business is on my website. You know, it's not convoluted. It's not a bunch of stuff. You're not going, anybody who goes on my website is not going down a rabbit hole. You know, there's my information. That's who I am. How much, listen, we live in a world of, you know, Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. How much time do people have to spend, you know, reviewing a website and delving into something for a half an hour. So, like I said, I just, you know, again, didn't see the purpose to really build it out. But that was one of the things, is like that maybe the next step is to just, you know, build out a little bit more of the page. Maybe, I don't know, I remember many years ago they talked about landing pages. I don't even know if landing pages are a thing anymore. But it was like, okay, so we'll do a page for roofing. We'll do a page for, you know, siding or decks or whatever. He hasn't talked to me about that, so I don't even know if that's, you know, a relevant thing to do anymore. It's probably technology that's gone away or a process that no one uses anymore. But, yeah, so I don't know what else there is to do other than, like I said, I have the page. I don't know about updating and keeping, but I'm not going to be that guy to do that. I'm too busy going out and, you know, getting jobs. So.
Well, absolutely. And that's the whole point of hiring marketing, is you shouldn't have to do that. I mean, I'll send you, so again, I know everything with your website, is fine. But just so you know, I just texted you over just kind of an example of the website that we can do. You know, if you did at all decide you wanted to do it. And with the website that we do, we'll optimize, manage, maintain it. It is 100% Google compliant. It is 5 pages. But it's nothing convoluted or over, you know, too much. It's not too much. It just shows your services, what you're about, you know, and then has some pictures, stuff like that. So we update all of that for you, so you wouldn't have to do anything. So, I mean, it's just something extra that's included. But, again, it's completely optional, Mike. You don't have to do that.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Yeah, like I said, there's a story. Yeah, there's a site already there. I'm all right with the site as long as it's, you know, like I said, it's relevant and doing what it needs to do. I'm okay with that.
Okay. So, I mean, as far as Google Guarantee goes, is it something you want to give a shot?
Yeah, it's so yeah, it's, yeah, I don't want to say, I'm not going to tell you yes right now. Let me just tell you that right now. I'm not saying yes now, but I'm not going to say no. It is something that I need to do. Sales is the lifeblood of any business. I have to have, you know, and leads is a big deal. I do get a lot of referral work from my clients. Uh-huh. That's the only way I've ever gotten business. It's always been referral. I'm trying to grow my business, and even though referrals are good and they keep me working, they're not keeping me as busy as I'd like to be, especially now because I'm not – just a little over a year ago, during COVID, I realized things are going to get pretty difficult. I stopped putting on a
green
belt and I started working on my business instead of in my business because I can't do both. I am focusing on the sales and getting the business and going on, you know, estimates and going and giving jobs and doing that to keep my crews working and keep money coming in. So the things I want to do more, and with this economy that's going on right now, people are pulling the plug on a lot of jobs. And it's not just me. I belong to a couple of network groups that are not only construction. One is construction, one's just a business group. Everybody's telling me the same thing. Everybody's got the same woes. People are pulling back. People are canceling jobs. Everyone's just a little bit nervous about, you know, the uncertain, you know, economy that's ahead of us. So, mm-hmm. you know, people are pulling jobs, and that's tough. And, so that means I gotta try even harder. So I did just recently sign up for Home Advisor, Angie Leads, or whatever. And I didn't want to because I did years ago work with them, and it was a lot of garbage. The leads were just BS. There's never a breathing, living person on the other end of that lead.
Right.
So I canceled with them, and that was it. So they're telling me now that they're doing us a thing. When people are telling me that, oh, no, we, whatever, scan all these, we find out, we make sure that they, that somebody really wants to go. And I know that's a bunch of bullshit. You're not doing any of that because I'm the one that has to go there. People say they want to do something, and, they do until they hear the price, and people have no idea that it's, $25,000 for a bathroom in New York. They're so hoping it's going to be $10,000, and their eyes roll back in their head, and they're like, oh, okay, that's it. And I just went and paid whatever. If it was a regular lead, it was whatever, maybe $50, $60 for a bathroom, and if it was what they call these opportunity leads, that could be $150. So,
wow. No way, really?
Yeah, wait. That was going, Jesse. So, but now, I don't necessarily have a problem if I spend $150 and I go and get a bathroom for $20,000. I can justify that number. Mm-hmm. What I can't justify is a bunch of bad leads that came along with that. I can't go and spend $3,000, in a month on leads and only get one bathroom out of all the stuff coming in. That doesn't, pan out.
Well,
but if I can get some of them, it works.
Here's the thing, Mike, and that's what I'm saying is the major benefit as opposed to Angie's with Google Guaranteed is what Angie's does is so it's kind of genius what they do, right, for their company. They list you on Google. If somebody searches general contractor, it'll come up on Angie with the top 25 general contractors. Now, they capture those leads from Google, and then they send them to all the same people in your area that do what you do, and then you're paying double the price of what you would for Google Guaranteed. So you're sharing the leads amongst the people in your area and then paying more on top of that. So, having those leads be exclusive and only sent to you and not sent to a bunch of other companies in your area is really going to help in closing that deal, right?
Right.
So, because I work with a lot of Angie's Leads clients, and, I've heard things of, somebody calls them, and they call, and, like I said earlier, one of the disqualified things for Google Guaranteed, you call back, and they're like, oh, I already found somebody 2 weeks ago. And you're like, okay, well, you were just sent to me today, like 5
right.
minutes ago. Like, how is that even possible?
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
I really believe it's about spending smart and not hard.
Right.
Google, I know that you have kind of a disconnect with Google, but 87% of people when they're actually searching for your services are going to Google to do that. Less than 1% of consumers are actually going anywhere else but Google to search for services. And what you're going to get, if somebody's going through Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, the map section of Google, and then to Angie to find you, you're typically only going to be getting people that are searching for the best price. That's all you're going to be getting.
Right. Yeah.
So, having your company be at the top to capture their attention right away is really going to make a huge difference. That's why I have 100% retention rate with this program. And I don't just suggest this program to just anybody, Mike. I have to feel you actually have the personality to be good for closing leads, and you have a great
right.
personality. You're very, talkative. You're very personable. I feel like you would really meet your clients' needs very well. Which is why you have good reviews. That's another thing that we also look for in signing up somebody for Google Guaranteed is making sure that they have good reviews already. So there's just certain criteria that goes into Google Guaranteed that makes it so not everybody qualifies for it. It's not the easiest program to get into. It's essentially all you would be paying today is the $250, right? So, it's
right.
still going to take 4 to 6 weeks for your application to process. So you don't pay that minimum monthly budget until, a month or a month and a half from now. So, you can put it off, but it's just going to take that much longer to get you up and
right.
running with the program.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. I mean, even from a an investment standpoint, yeah. I mean, I can do even if we say the same price. That's just, even if every lead Angie sent me or Home Advisor, I don't even know who the hell it is. It says Angie leads on yeah. the stuff, but it'd be something called Home Advisor. So
right.
I got one board out the other, but whatever. At this point, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But even if I'd be paying $60 a lead for these bathroom, you know, and kitchen remodel leads that they're sending me, I would get 10 from them and be at the same price. I'm going to get
right.
three more from you and, as you say, probably better quality leads.
Absolutely.
And admittedly, so far since I just got on Angie from a week ago, they've done, first lead I got was just no answer. Nobody calling me back, emailed and a couple of times, 5 phone calls, 2 emails. Finally, the answer back was, I'll let you know. That was the response from that. And okay, so whatever, but it was like $60-something. It's not done. I will, you know, I would keep calling. I'm not one of these people just turn around and go, okay, forget it there. That I'm not wasting my time. I wouldn't waste my time, but I'd be wasting money. So, another lead spoke with somebody, got on the phone, made an appointment, went to go see them, wanted to do 2 bathrooms and a kitchen. Really nice young couple just moved into a house. They have no money. They have no money and have no idea. So that's what it was. Now it said, they're ready to hire, but I get there and they're really just budgeting. So that I'm going to, like I said, now that I determined that, I got to go to Angie's and go, hey, listen, I'm not paying for that lead. That was one of these things that I call an opportunity. So it was like $180 for that.
Wow.
And again, we'll refund that to you. Absolutely. That we're not going to give you bad leads. They said that they were ready to hire and that's miscategorized and that's not your fault. So I'm good. I'm glad. Thank you. Send me back, you know, that. And then another one just came in recently that was a couple of days ago. That was all just BS. Even the email was like a fake email. Won't tell you what it said, you know, their email address. Won't tell you what it said, but it was like, come on, how's that not spam? It just doesn't, sounds vulgar. So, they agreed and they wind up giving me the money back. So that was fine. But I did go on to good appointments and two people who are very likely to told me they liked me, told me they spoke with 2 other contractors, didn't get the warm and fuzzies, saw my work, like the reviews, like what I'm doing. Chances are I'm going to work with them. That's good. Another one, same thing. They got a lot to do. We just bought a house. Doesn't have a really big budget, but that's okay. We work with that too. Looks like they'll be together. So this, what I'm saying is there are a couple of things that are probably going to go, but that it was 7 leads to get 2 probably ready to go. Listen, I get that. I'm not going to close every single one, but the quality, in my opinion, the quality is just not there. You're getting a lot of people who are just trying to find out a price, and I have to pay
right.
money for them to figure out if they're capable of doing that. And they just, like I said, most people don't have budget. And that'll happen even without Angie's List. I'll go to people who pull me up out of Google and call me up. Or you did my neighbor's house and you did a good job and I saw their kitchen. It's beautiful. Or their addition. And, you know, what would it be for me to do a second story addition on my house? $200,000. What? Oh my God. And, you know, just
yeah.
no push because they just have no clue. They really don't. It's not like you're going out and buying a gallon of gas or a loaf of bread. You know, you have an idea of what those prices are. People don't know
right.
what it costs to put a second addition on their house. So I get that, but that's like I said, but I didn't have to pay for that. If somebody called me up, you know, and just said, hey, you know, you did my neighbor's house, or you did my brother or my sister's house, that's fine. You know, it doesn't cost me a dime. That was a referral, and that's usually where I get my business. But like I said, if I'm going to pay for it, I want quality stuff. And right now, it's pretty much hit or miss, but not – I said, let's just see what happens. Right now, my plan was with the, you know, Angie stuff or Home Advisor was, let me see how this goes over the next couple of weeks and see if this doesn't, you know, the quality doesn't get a little bit better. But if it was to stay this way or get worse, it was something that I was going to cancel. I even told them when I signed on with it.
Well,
listen, I'll give it 3 months. And that's the thing.
Mike,
it's not working out. I'm saying goodbye.
I just kind of think about it as like, a relationship, right? You know, it's like people want to ignore the bad things at the beginning and those always become worse things later on, right?
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, it's just, I hear about this literally all the time. right? All the time. I mean, you're not the only one that goes through this. I don't know if you're aware, and I really don't want to talk badly about other people, but I mean, Angie's is actually being investigated by the FTC for stuff like that. You know, for getting, sending bad leads, giving promises that aren't real. You know, and so it's just those bad things now that you're experiencing, you know, why would they change? You know, I mean, that's not going to change. I mean, you know, I know that you're going to get everything that you're telling me you want from a lead generation company. You're absolutely going to be getting that with Google. You know, just for the mere fact that when people are searching for your services, they're going to Google to do that. And the strict guidelines of what actually qualifies a lead through Google is going to be so much more helpful. And then you don't actually have to fight back for a credit since we do it automatically. So.
Okay. So, I mean. So walk me through that again, Jesse. How does if it was a bad lead, how do you know it was a bad lead? How is the credit issued for that?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So like I said, when I walk you through how people find you on Google Guaranteed, so they'll call you, right? You'll answer the phone. It'll say Google. So you'll know the call is coming from Google Guaranteed. Now, all of the calls are recorded. So we track actually all of the calls, and we have a customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to see all the recordings and all the calls in your Google Guaranteed or in your tracking system. Then we know automatically if it's a qualified lead or disqualified. So it can take up to, you know, 60 days to get a credit back, but it does it automatically. So you don't have to, like, go through fighting for it, right? So it does take a little bit of time, right, to, you know, have that fund come back, but it will automatically process. The only thing that does qualify a lead is if they're asking about a price or setting an appointment. So that's the only thing that qualifies a lead. Everything else is considered disqualified. You get to set your service area. I mean, I know Tara, she put here, your service area is Huntington, Plainview, Jericho, mm-hmm. right? But you'll go further if it's a good job. So if you have insurance for the state, essentially you can be seen in the whole state. I'm sure that's not something you want to do, but that's kind of the idea, is you get to set your service area for wherever in the state you want to be seen. So if anybody calls you outside of that service area, that's disqualified. If somebody's calling about employment, that's disqualified. If somebody is calling and asking about something that you don't do within the services that you get to list, that's disqualified. If, you know, you call them or they call you, they miss the call, and you call them back and they found somebody, that's disqualified. So that would all be considered disqualified. Now, generally, I would say most contractors, especially in your industry, don't typically give prices over the phone, and you're going to have a much better chance of closing your leads if you go and see the job. You know, that's typically what, you know, most people charge like a service fee, right? And then most people I talk to will add that service fee to the job once they sign them up for the job or the bid, right? Typically, I don't know if that's how you work, but most people
I'll do free estimates, which is just a verbal, like if somebody says, hey, so I'm thinking about doing my, so here's the thing with what I do, it's not, what do I want to say? Something that's cookie cutter. I got a, you know, whatever, 1200 square foot house. Can you clean my house? It's got three bathrooms. What's your general price? You know, it's not something that's just pretty easy, that I could just, I have to go see the bathroom. I have to see the size. Unless they tell me it's a standard bathroom, toilet, tub, sink. And I go, so standard bathrooms are about $20,000. Sometimes a click and that's the end of it. Obviously, I'll pay for that lead according to Google's. Like you said, all they want, if they ask a price and I give a price, that's qualified. So, that's over and I pay for nothing. I typically will, and I will give people ballpark prices. I normally will give a range, because I find giving a number is too pigeonholed and it can just scare people. But if they have a range, they go, well, you know, we might be a little bit on that lower side, or yeah, that's in the range that I'm looking for. Okay, then we're talking, we're going to the next step.
Right.
But yeah, and it usually is set up an appointment, go meet with them, go get a lay of the land, see where the bathroom is, see what it's, what they're trying to do, what else. Because sometimes a lot of that happens too. Oh, and if we can do that to the bathroom, then I want to do this to the other room. So something like that happens. So I will make an appointment, but I will do that for free. I have no problem going to someone's house and giving a free estimate. When someone tells me if it's a big project, it's like a home renovation, and they want a written proposal because they're talking to 3-4 other contracts, then I tell them that's fine and I will do that, but there is a fee for that, and that I charge for. And same as you just said, if they do wind up going with me, it just, you know, it you know, it comes out of the price, take off the $1,500 when they do the job. So, you know, that's, you know, an acceptable kind of thing to do. But yes, estimates I'll do for free. And, you know, like I said, a lot of times I can weed a lot of people out right over the phone because they're just trying to get an idea and they had no idea that, you know, a bathroom was so expensive or a kitchen was so expensive. So, that, you know, saves me trouble, saves them trouble. And, you know, we don't have to have any more conversation about it. So, like I said, that's how I would do it. So,
well, I mean, I would say that too would set you apart from, you know, the majority of your competitors too, just the fact that you do free estimates. I'd say most people don't do that anymore. Especially, yeah. I would say New York and California, you know, those are like the two places that our gas is expensive. So,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people, you know, would rather put that, into, you know, being paid for an estimate. So, I mean, right there, I mean, if you're doing free estimates, somebody is going to be, their interest will be piqued a lot more in having you come out and talk to them. And once you're in front of that person, you know, that's what makes the huge difference, right? Is getting in front, right, of that person and talking to them and, you know, seeing their needs and what they want, you know, and then working with them on that. You know, right. I'd say 100%.
I just had a job today because of that. Yeah. So, yeah. Somebody was looking to do a kitchen. He did all the work himself, but he cannot do the cabinets himself. He's a, you know, what we call a weekend warrior in the business. He knows enough to get himself into trouble, but knows enough not to get himself into too much trouble. So he's like, can you come and install my cabinets? I said, yes. And then when we started talking about other things, he's like, well, yeah, I can't do the plumbing either. Oh, yeah, I can't do the electric either. So it's like, all right, so this is getting bigger and bigger. He's on a limited budget, and I was giving him, you know, prices of what it might be about. He's like, that's like, it's at my budget and a little bit more. I'm like, well, I said, you tell me where you want to be, and I'll tell you what I can do for that number. I said, and then you might have to take care of the rest yourself. So he was happy that I was willing to work with him, but then there's other things too. So we started talking about, like, look, I got a problem with the roofing over here, and I got a problem with a leak down here. And I was like, well, that's all, you know, above and beyond. And tile workers, I'm not doing the tile, and the last guy that was here screwed me over. I was like, I can give you a price on tile. So there's plenty he wants to do, and by the time we were, you know, headed to the door, he's shaking my hand. He's like, Mike, I can tell you right now, I'm not even calling anybody else. I like you. You know, you're knowledgeable, and I could just tell, you know, you're the kind of guy that's going to get a lot of the work. And he found me, you know, he saw my, I think it was through Angie's. Through Angie's. And he said, yeah, so you have good reviews. I went on your website, saw your pitches. You do great work. I said, yeah, even though the company says I'm in business 8 years, but Dominion is in business 8 years. I'm in business 32 years. I've been doing this for 32 years, in other companies with other partners, by myself, in a design build company, did commercial work. I've done a lot of different things, and now I'm just, you know, doing it myself because I just, in all the years, I find it's very difficult to work with partners. So,
Yeah, partners are, partners are always difficult.
It can be tough. Yeah, absolutely. So in any case, it's, you know, but that's the kind of thing. So like I said, you're right. When you're talking to a customer and you're face to face, and they get to see you and talk with you, they get a good feel for you. But that's the kind of conversations that I have a lot when I'm with people. I'm very forthright, and they, you know, if they're like, yeah, I think I'm getting in over my head on this, I'm going to have to wait, I can't do this project, or I don't have the budget for it. Or, you know, yeah, we want to do this. And I had a customer just recently, he had to hold the job off for a year because he just didn't have the budget. But then he finally called me the following year. He's like, all right, Mike, I saved up enough money now. It was a $400,000 project. So, you know, it was the type of thing that, you know, okay, we didn't work right away, but a year later he calls me up and I'm like, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
You have to make those, you know.
It's the pipeline. It's building your pipeline, essentially.
Exactly. You have to have those meet and greets, and people do feel better when you're face to face. So like I said, I have no problem meeting people because I know that's typically how I'm more likely to get a job if I'm not just a voice on the phone.
Absolutely. You know, 100%. I totally agree. And I mean, and that's what you're going to get from this, is being able to get that more of those face-to-faces and having those direct phone calls instead of having to go through a third party where you don't even know if it's somebody even looking for a job. You know, that's, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm more passionate about, I would say, Google Guarantee than anything else I do, right? And I mean, and like I said, just not everybody qualifies for it. So, I mean, the fact that you qualify for it, it just always gets me super excited because I love Google Guaranteed.
Yeah.
I just love what it does for companies. You know, I mean, for your return on your investment for any marketing, you really won't have to do anything else ever again.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a promise, but I love it. That's the kind of thing, because like I said, I don't have, you know, the wherewithal. I'm 55 years old, so I am not, you know, I'm getting to the point where technology is getting beyond me. I was pretty good, you know, back in the day and up until, but I realize it's getting away from me, and I'm understanding less and less about how it works. But it's good that there's people like you that do understand how it works and knows what to do. But, if it's something that it can, you know, I can get involved, even if it's for a little while, because I know Google changes things every, you know, 3 weeks. and it doesn't know, but that's fine. I mean, but if it's the type of thing where if in 6 months from now you call me up and say, hey, Mike, and we're having a different conversation, now this became available, this is a new product they're rolling out, and I'd like to get you into this. Well, that's fine. You know, if there's something else to try, it's going to be even better than Google Guarantee. Great, let's do it. But if I'm left to my own devices, Jesse, a lot of shit is not going to happen. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to just keep relying on word of mouth and, you know, asking for referrals.
Well, then let's get this done for you. Let's get you set up so we can at least get it started.
Okay.
Okay. Mike, there's not much I need from you. Just some basics, and then I'm just going to set you up for a client interview.
Okay.
What is your last name?
For business, I use half of my full name. I use Benty, B as in boy, E-N-T as in Thomas, I.
Okay.
My full name, legal name, is Bentivegna. So it's Bentivegna.
Okay. And is that Bentivegna, is that like on your card information, or is it just
no? I, like I said, I use if someone is to look up like the corporation and the legal, because it's all legal, so I use my full name. But in the business, and I had somebody who knew me 22 years and found out my full name was Bentivegna. Like, I only use Mike Benty for 22 years. How did I not know your name was longer than that? So I don't use it. If you didn't look at my driver's license, you'd never know. I always used to use Benty because, you know, I found out a long time ago. Once someone's last name is more than six letters, people give up trying. So.
I mean, I like Bentivegna. It sounds Italian. Is it Italian?
It's very Italian. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I like it too. But like I said, but most people just get very intimidated when they see the name, and I get Bentivegna. And so, like I said, after five or six letters, people, if it's not Russo or Monti, I'm going to have trouble with people trying to say an Italian last name.
Yeah. I mean, my last name is Corcoran, and people have a hard time with that too, so I get that.
See, that's the thing. It's more than right. Yeah, I get it. So that's what happens. Like I said, people just will get about halfway through it, and then they kind of trail off, and they, no. It's at the end. So that's why I use Benty. So for most people know me as Benty, and that's what I use for business.
Okay. Now, is the best address for you, is it the 876 Park Avenue?
No. No, that's I don't know how that came up. That's an Angie's thing. I don't know even. So 876 was my old address in Westbury, and it was Salisbury Park Drive. So I don't know how they got the 876 off my old house. They got the park, which was part of the word, and I don't know where they got Avenue from. I mean, there is a Park Avenue here in Huntington, but that's not my physical address. My physical address is my house.
Okay. What is your address then?
10 Skyline Drive.
Skyline Drive. And it's what city?
Huntington.
Okay. Perfect. And it's the same zip code, right? 11743?
11743, correct.
Okay, perfect. So now I'm going to ask some questions that might sound kind of redundant, but it's just I just need to ask them. So now you do have a Social Security card, correct?
Yes, of course.
And you can pass a background check, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I know this sounds silly, but you do have a driver's license or ID card, right?
Yes. And no criminal record.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know these questions are silly.
No, they're not. Because you know what? Like I said again, if I you know owned a business that people came in, it was like a deli. People can walk in and walk out, no big deal. But when you have people working in someone's houses and I have a criminal record, I think people can get a little nervous and upset about that. I would want to know.
Absolutely.
You know who is coming to my house.
So now, like I said, for Google Guaranteed, for your area, it's not required for licensing, but do you have licensing?
Of course, yeah. By New York state law, I have to. As a general contractor, I have to have license and general liability and workers' comp insurance. I have to be maintained all the time if I have a license in New York state.
And so then you're not interested in the free website, right?
No, like I said, if you say the one that I have is all right, then as long as I have a website, yeah, that's fine. That's okay. I'm all right with the one I got.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to set up your client interview. Let's see what I have available. One second here. So now tomorrow, are you more available in the mornings, the evenings, the afternoons?
Tomorrow's a good day. Tomorrow I have planned to be in my office all day tomorrow. So any time tomorrow is not an issue at all.
Okay. Okay. Actually, I am super sorry. It looks like they're doing training all day tomorrow. Can we do Monday?
Let me take a look at my calendar really quick. Something for Monday. Yes, I have Monday afternoon. I have something going on. So yeah, any time before, I would say I'm going to be at the appointment by 3. So anytime before 2 p.m. would be fine.
Okay, I can do as early as 10 a.m. Is that fine?
Yes, fine.
Okay. So it'll be from 10 to 10:30. So it'll last about 20 minutes. Just look out for that phone call between that time. So now. Hold on one second. Let me go ahead and put this in here. Okay. So now for billing, though, it's that same address that you gave me, right? The Skyline?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. One second here. Okay. All right. So now are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are, Mike.
Okay. That is 4246-3153-3374-3019. The expiration 0527.
And then the security code.
870.
Okay. So I'm running the payment for the non-refundable $250. This is for the application fee. Now, just so you know, once your application is processed, it will automatically charge the let me pull that up again. So it was the $626. Now, if you need more time, just let them know that. I mean, they'll always work with you on if you need more time for that. But just after your application is all processed, everything is up, it will automatically charge the $626. So that'll be in 4 to 6 weeks, just so you're aware.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So the last thing that I need from you is I'm just going to have you sign our terms. So you should have received a text message just now. Did it come through? Okay, it actually didn't come through. Hold on.
I was going to say no. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Let me know when it comes through. It'll say, Mike, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Got it.
Okay. So if you could do me a favor and open up that link, it'll take you to our terms. So let me know when you're on that page.
I'm on it right now.
Okay, so now perfect. So now what you are purchasing today, it is going to be called the LSA. All the other things on there are something that you can absolutely upgrade to if you'd ever want to. You know, the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submission, landing page, Google Ads, Google Workspace. That's all something we do. But you're purchasing the LSA. So that's what is known as Google Guaranteed. It's also called Local Service Ads. Everything in there is what's included with that. You will be getting the advanced reporting and the live client support. So when you're done looking that over, if you have any questions, let me know. Then scroll to the bottom. There's a little white box that says, I am the authorized holder of the card. And then on the orange box, type out your name. When you're done with that, press confirm signature.
Okay. All right. Let me just give me a second to try to read this as quickly as I can.
Sure. No, take your time.
The landing pages are still a thing, huh?
Yeah.
Jesse, explain to me again, what is it with the, when a customer submits a claim, what would they be submitting a claim for to you guys at, you know, at Local Splash? Why wouldn't, if there was something that was wrong, why wouldn't it, or is it because like you guys were, you know, Google, you know, said that they were a good, you know, good contract and they weren't? I mean, I don't understand the, what that is.
Okay. So, just to kind of explain it, it's just, basically, it's an insurance policy. So it's just they're giving that because they know that you're a trusted company because you're going through the vetting process.
Okay.
So it's just a $2,000 insurance policy. I mean, hopefully that'll never be used, but I mean, it's just the client knows that they have that. So when they choose you, it's just kind of a peace of mind for the client choosing you that they
I
know.
Get it. Got it.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's just to show that you're not only just saying it, but you're backing it up with money. Okay.
Absolutely. 100%.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay.
is it? Okay. All right. So it just took me to a page where there's a username and password.
Yes. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. Okay.
Okay.
So you don't have to be worried about that at all. It'll be emailed to you.
Okay.
Okay. So other than that, you're all set. What I'm going to do, Mike, is I'm going to email you the application. Now, do you have a Google, a Gmail account?
I do, yes.
Okay, so just with the application, you'll only be able to open it with a Gmail account, just so you know.
So I'm so creative. I set up dominionbuildersny@gmail.com. So.
Okay. So, but you also... So the email you have for your business, is that through, like, your website? Is that what you got it through?
That's through my web. Yeah, mike@dominionbuildersny.com is my website email, and that's, yeah, legit. But then, like I said, I had to set up a forgot what I was doing, but I want to say it was, like, Google Drive or something like that. It was, like, you know, something to store files on and whatnot. So because I was doing it for the business, I just set it up as dominionbuildersny@gmail.com. It's just easier for me to remember that way, too. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you don't want to overcomplicate it. I think you pull it better.
I'll keep it the password, but I don't want to get too crazy with logins.
Yeah, absolutely. I always forget my password, so. So I'm going to – I just texted you the application. I also am going to email it to you as well, just so you can take a look at that and start looking at it. But when they call you for your client interview on Monday, they'll go over the process with the application form. Mike, I'm going to text you my extension and phone number, so you can always reach me at any time. You know, I'm always here to answer any questions. If you need something escalated, whatever it may be, don't be afraid to reach out to me directly. Both the emails that I sent you with the application and with the Google Guaranteed and what's included, it does also have my extension and phone number in there as well. Now, I always just suggest it's best to save the 877 number in your phone. On Monday, they'll be calling you from that number. So it's 877-635-6225. And then the last thing I'm going to send is just a quick YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. So,
okay, great.
Other than that, you're all set. I'm super excited to get you started with Google Guaranteed, Mike. Did you have any other questions at all?
No. So yeah, but no, not now. Like I said, okay. When I was reading through the thing, it was as far as, you know, like SEO, and like you were saying, you know, right now we're just doing the LSA, but yeah, maybe in the future, you know, branch out into doing some other things. But obviously, that's a conversation we can have, you know, down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. If you plan on doing that, just let me know. Reach out to me directly, okay. And I can go ahead and set you up for that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would say just get this started. I mean, you know, you have enough online right now to, you know, maintain, right? You know, you have the Angies. But I would even say once this is up and going, you can absolutely, you know, cancel Angies. That would be. Or you can do them both. You know, it's up to you.
Right.
But
yeah. No. I probably will. Like I said, if the Angies doesn't improve, because right now I'm going to say it's like, it's not really 50-50, but it's close because I am getting people talking to people and whatnot. So I would give it just a little bit time to see, you know, if quality stuff is coming in. And if it's not, like I said, I just, you know, put the kibosh on that. If it's not going to, you know, I'm not going to get my, you know, my buck's worth. I'm not going to, you know, give them my buck. So it's as simple as that. I did have one other question where it was really originally started from when I was speaking with Howard. Do you know why I am not, people are telling me they're having a hard time posting a review for me? Or they're doing it and it's bumping them out, or it's just not, they're hitting it, but you know, like, I think that
they're telling me I'm trying to